Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bradfo Show. That's my open? That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hip Bradford. That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion. Bradfo Show.
That's delicious.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on? So they stopped that. So all this thing that is going on right now, it's not out there because it's going to be a huge distraction for the game for a while. And you don't want that.
All right, that's David Ortiz down here at Fort Myers. I'm down in Fort Myers, Rob Bradford, in the Red Sox radio broadcast radio booth. Everyone's very, very excited for the game tomorrow. Who are they playing? They're at Minnesota. Doug Lane, the esteemed engineer, the executive producer of Red Sox radio broadcast, as far as I know. I don't know. Who knows? but he is a straw that stirs a drink down here, let me tell you. He sets up remotes at Twin Peaks. He sets up podcasts at Twin Peaks. He does everything at Twin Peaks, and really, that's all we care about. As long as everything works at Twin Peaks, if you know what I mean, Doug, then all is good. Jeez, so Rob, thank you for that. You know how it is, Nick. You've been down here.
Yeah,
you
know. I went when the Clippers were playing the Celtics, I was there for that game instead of actually at the Garden. I was breaking out in hives. It was killing me not being there. But I heard that you were there the first night happy hour. You were there right at the start of things, Monday night.
It was 5 o'clock. I wanted to see the OMF guys were doing the show. I wanted to see what was popping.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah,
absolutely. They said, hello, Mr. Bradford. Then there you go. We're on our way.
Glenn called you Mr. Bradford, or did the people that work at Twin Peaks call you Mr. Bradford?
Everybody. 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 Okay. Anyway, I am Mr. Bradford. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Nick Fryer, both of WEI.com. We are reacting to the Celtics' big, I'm not going to say win.
It's not over yet.
I know it's not over yet. But I can't wait to react. I can't wait, Nick. It's going to be the greatest win in the history of the Celtics.
Well, even whether or not they win, they're doing this without Kemba, Rob. That's the biggest thing,
without,
too.
They could lose, and it wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean,
you're doing it without Kemba. It's like doing it without Brady. It's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe Jacoby Brissett won that game.
And the best part about this, too, for the Celtics and for all the fans, too, is you don't have to worry about Kemba being upset about them thriving without him.
Oh, that's a great point.
You don't have to worry about it at all. I mean, I'm watching him on the sideline right now as we're talking, and he's excited. Jaylen Brown hit a big three, all these things happening, and he's right there. Maybe put a little less pressure on your knee, but all around, it's like he's in it. He's
totally
in it.
That's a great point. I mean, that's like the whole – people forget the whole sulk
mm-hmm.
from Kyrie Irving.
I don't think people forget.
All right. So we're going to take a call. We're going to take a Red Sox call. And then by the time that Red Sox call is done, the Celtics game will probably be over. Allison in Cambridge.
I'm watching on closed captioning the basketball game.
No, yes, don't spoil it for us. Don't spoil it for us.
37.7 seconds. Good evening to you guys, you fellas. First of all, there's such a feeling of party and comfort with Rob Bradford on the air.
Oh, look at that. Put it on very the bumper exciting. Stickers.
But I just I really enjoyed listening to both days' games on the radio. I think that once we actually start listening to the games and watching the games, that will get in the spirit of the thing. And I'm excited to see what Rafi is going to be like this year. I have so many questions. I love Chris Sale, and I know that we have a lot of injuries and sickness and everything, and obviously Mookie being traded. But I just want to say that I loved when Christian Fourier did the basketball game. I love when Christian Fourier did the wave, because it was just, he brought this spirit of just, it's not like, it's totally genuine. I mean, that's Christian. And that's what spring training should be about. It should be just fun. I want to remind everyone of something. Are you guys still here, or are you just watching the basketball game?
No, I'm listening. Here. Listen, okay. I have nowhere to watch. I'm in a broadcast booth with Doug Lane overlooking JetBlue Park. I'm not watching anything.
That in 2000, when Jerry Remy and Sean McDonough were doing spring training games, and it was still on Fox 25, they started a thing of having people do baseball haikus, because and school children got into it. And it was something that brought everybody together, and that is a very good thing, because, you know, actually haikus very much fit with baseball, because, you know, haikus are, it's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, and a thing of beauty, which people always say in baseball, is five syllables. So it works very well with baseball.
I did not remember that at all. I think I was.
I'll leave that to them. I will not. Well, Nick,
you must have been like a little child in the year 2000.
Yes, I was. I was 9 years old in 2000.
I mean, honestly, Allison, all I got for you is that Gorky's Hernandez was named after Russian novelist Maxim Gorky. I mean, that's all I got for you.
And you know why people wonder why the Cubans have Russian names. It's because of having the Soviet Union and Cuba be allies.
Well,
and
I was going to save that for Ruznik Castillo's next at bat, but
I did not know that.
So that's why Cubans have often named their kids after, given Russian names, and so that's why it
Listen,
is.
Well, I learned something today.
Allison, here's the thing to get off the Russians and the Cubans and the missile Cuban crisis and everything else.
Fine,
but here's the thing, Allison, is that we have to view how we do broadcast differently. We have to, and it starts with spring training, I think. And I remember that fraudulent report when Tim Neverett left.
Yeah, I don't agree with you on any of this, because I wish that Tim Neverett was still here.
This has nothing to do with Tim Neverett. This has nothing to do. Hold on, Allison.
No, I know what you're going to say, but I don't agree with you.
Wait, Allison.
I thought Christian did. I
understand. You're not listening. Please listen,
okay.
Allison.
I will listen.
Okay.
The game is very close to over. Anyhow, go on.
All right, when Tim Neverett, I'm not, this has nothing to do with Tim Neverett. This has to do with when he left, there was a fraudulent report saying the WEI wanted these broadcasts to be like talk shows, which it was absolutely ridiculous and absolutely false. I mean, we're not going to, in the middle of a broadcast, start talking about Robert Kraft and Tom Brady. That's not going to happen. But what has to happen, because of the attention span of people these days, is it has to be more conversational. Allison, it has to be, and whether that's Christian Fourier doing the wave or having a conversation about, you know, whatever it is.
But that always happens in spring training games. The thing is that I don't agree with you, because I think that already happens naturally and organically.
No, it doesn't. I can tell you it doesn't. I can tell you that the old way of doing it is reading out of media guides and not having conversations.
But Rob, I'm talking about what I brought up with doing haiku, that was 2000, and that was actually on television.
Yeah, that TV and TV is a lot different, and TV's the same thing. Like, I remember doing a game with Don Arcillo, and we got into like this laughing fit. And the next day, I said, "I'm sorry, Don. You know, I didn't mean to be unprofessional." He's like, "That's the only thing that anyone's ever going to remember of that broadcast."
Yes,
and it's true.
Jerry Remy and the pizza guy. The thing is, baseball is such a long season that you have those things, but you don't need to script them. I mean, that they happen on their own. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with people's attention span being different. I think if you like baseball and you like listening to it on radio. Then you enjoy. Then
if they
enjoy
want
it.
People, if they want people under 60 years old, if they're desperately trying to get the new demographic, then they better understand that people's attention spans are different.
Well, one thing, Allison, I think you both. I'm not trying to be like the middleman here, but I think Rob, what she's saying is that those moments are good. But at the same time, you kind of have to, like, you can't go and force these things.
Yeah,
but Allison, what Rob's trying to tell you is, I feel like I'm a marriage counselor right now. What Rob's trying to tell you is that there's so many times they're told you cannot do those sorts of things. And that's what needs to be, like, take that, like, rule away.
Yeah, I think that more has to do with, I mean, remember how, you know, Bob Labelle doing late night, the sports final, and it kept going over, that the fact is that more has to do with how much more codified and money and everything is at the media, that there isn't as much freedom to be improvisatory and creative. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I love about WEI, that it is. I mean, there are such creative bits, and that's what makes it good, and that's what it very much lends itself to radio, which is a wonderful thing.
All right, Allison, thank you for the call. Good talking with you again, and we'll talk to you down as the season unfolds. The great game of baseball on the great medium of radio. 617-77.
I can see him just there above the retired numbers.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Oh, he's got it going, actually. Look at this.
Oh, my God, he has it.
Yep. All right, we got to do it again.
Oh, my God.
People hate the wave, Rob, too. I mean, in the media.
So you saw the reaction on social media to the video, the Christian Fourier video of him doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like I was trying to sift through the people who were angry, because there was a lot of people who loved it. But the hatred toward the baseball, the attempt to make baseball interesting, or was it because people hate the wave so much? Like, I actually walked out there. I was walking out with Christian when he did that. And I said, hey, you know what we should do? We should start banging a trash can. And he smartly said, no, that probably is not a good idea. And we're just sort of easing into our relationship in terms of the Red Sox stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but stay away from that for a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we'll wait for midseason.
Yeah,
okay?
But a lot of people don't like the wave anymore. There are some who still do it. You see it happen at games, but it's like, oh, why do you do the wave? It's so stupid. Same with Sweet Caroline. Everybody hates Sweet Caroline now, too. That's the other one.
Yeah, but being out there, I can tell you that. So you're in the middle of whatever it was. It was like sixth inning. The sixth inning, people are sitting there. They're starting to watch these number 87s who are coming into the game. They just, you know, they want to do something, and so you're taking 2 seconds to do something, whether it's chanting someone's name or doing the wave. That's how it is. And when it comes to baseball, and especially with spring training, you got to break it up. And I think that, like, Allison, like, I get what she was saying. Nick.
Nothing's better than clobbering the beach ball.
there you go. What kids don't like a good beach ball clobbering, right?
Yep.
But you have to – would you agree with me, Nick, is that we have to approach this differently? Like she mentioned TV. TV is very segmented. It's not the same. But we have to approach this differently. We cannot just assume that people are going to listen, whether it's radio shows or whether it's Red Sox broadcasts. We cannot just assume that people are going to dig in and listen to every single word and hinge on every single word and wait for every single media guide page to be read. We can't assume that because people's attention spans aren't the same of what they were a few years ago.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But I think, I just think the biggest thing is don't. There's no reason to force anything. Just keep it natural.
Who said you had to force anything? I mean, you get the pitches in. You know who? You know whose broadcast I really like? I don't know if you hear it. Is Boog Sciambi and Chris Singleton on Sunday Night Baseball? Because you get to Sunday Night Baseball, a lot has happened in that week. There's a lot. They have to cover all of baseball, not just one team, but all of baseball, and they just talk about what's going on. And they still get the pitches in, and they just talk about what's going on. They have a good relationship. They kid around once in a while. And then when it really matters, they break off and they break down the game. That's how it should be, right?
Yes, I think that's perfect. And then when you hear when McDonough's on too here with Will and Tim, I mean not Tim, sorry, with Castig, you hear them kind of go.
Well, both Will and Sean McDonough did a great job last year.
Yeah, they're like doing that. It's just natural, like you said. It's just a flow of conversation. I think that's where the issue has always been. Is like we got to stick to what's going on right now and just talk. It's just normal.
I just remember the guy after that report came out. And said, oh, the WEI wants to make this a talk show. And some guy wrote a story about it, so we called him up. And this guy was so dug in. And he was obviously an older guy. And he's just like so dug in. The great Kurt Gowdy would never have – like, this is the problem with – can we just acknowledge this with baseball? Can we acknowledge that there is a huge problem with the demographic and it's probably not going to change a whole lot, but we can try to change it a little bit? Because by the way, the next time you look up after doing it the same way over and over and over again, those people are going to be dead.
Yeah, eventually it's going to be. Eventually, it becomes an issue that it's just you can't fix it.
All right, what do we get going on in the Celtics game?
It's not done yet. Well, basically, the summary of it all, Jason Tatum has looked outstanding, and the refs suck. And it clearly
You're playing with the refs?
Rob, there have been some pretty miserable calls. I'm not blaming them on them losing this game, but they have been terrible. It's clear. I mean, Brad Stevens got a tech in the last 30 seconds of this game. That does not happen unless the refs are being ridiculous.
I don't know if you know this, Nick. I coach high school basketball.
Well aware, yes.
All right, yes.
Yes.
And I just listen, it's hard not to complain about the refs, but I am so sick of complaining about refs. That's my takeaway. I am just so like they
are you trying to talk to me like I'm one of your players right now?
I am.
Don't lecture me. I know I just lectured you and Allison, but don't do that to me. No.
Nick, stay in school and stay off the drugs, okay?
Okay.
That's my basketball camp speech.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So
it's done wonders for you, right?
617-779-7937. What was your biggest takeaway from the Celtics game?
Well, I mean, it's not over yet. So
I know.
Do you
doesn't.
Wait?
I mean, whether they win
the biggest takeaway, Rob, has to be what Jason Tatum has done.
Jason Tatum, 41 points.
Yeah, dude, you go and follow up. I mean, look, I know there was the Timberwolves game in between, and there, the things he said after that game where he wasn't satisfied with how he played, that's huge. Honestly, most important thing, he still scored, 28 points. Didn't shoot as well as he normally does, but that's huge for him to have that mentality. Then he comes out in this game without Kemba, takes over. I mean, we've talked about it on Five Out a few times, how Tatum is going to become the guy, but maybe he's not. I think he is.
No,
I've thought for a while. He's the guy.
Even when Jaylen Brown was going off.
Well, it's not about Jaylen. It's about Kemba.
No. I understand. But, you know, like, no, Kemba is what he is. Kemba is he's solid. But a lot of people are saying, oh, Jaylen Brown has the upside, especially early in the year. But I'm like, Jason Tatum's going to be better than he is. If nothing else, he's this is a very simplistic way of looking at it, but he's taller. I mean, he's a bigger guy. He can do more things, and he has the same sort of mobility.
Yeah, that is a very simplistic way of looking at it.
But it's true.
It is true. That definitely helps. I mean, he's just a better scorer, Rob. I mean, all of Jaylen Brown's offense, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's an efficient shooter in mid-range. He has that, too, and he's been able to stretch the floor and everything now, too. But he doesn't create space as well as Jason Tatum, and I think that's been one of the biggest things for him this year as opposed to last year and the year before. I mean, last year, his growth was – I mean, can you imagine where he'd be right now if he didn't have last year where his growth was stunted? I mean, it was clear as day that whole year screwed him up because he looks like a completely – I mean, completely 180 from
last
year.
Why do you want DeMarcus Cousins so bad?
I don't want DeMarcus Cousins so bad.
Why would you don't? Sorry. I thought you were the one.
Why would I want DeMarcus Cousins? He's hurt for the rest of the year still. I think he's rehabbing.
I don't know. I look back at I hear DeMarcus Cousins, right? And I look back at some of the stupid things that I said about how the Celtics should rebuild. I was like, Okafor, you got to get Okafor. Okafor, he's the guy.
People were saying he's the next Tim Duncan when he was coming out of college.
Oh my goodness, right? Is he with New Orleans?
Yes, he is with the Pelicans.
Is he doing anything?
Who's with? I'm sorry, I got caught up.
Jahlil Okafor.
Okafor, yes, he's with the.
By
Pelicans.
By the way, Celtics lost 114-112.
There wasn't a foul at the end of that on that last play. That's a joke.
Stop whining. We're gonna break it all down right after this break. 617-779-7937. The only place that you can react to the Celtics 114-112 loss is right here, and we're gonna do it right after this break.
Now, WEEI.com mastermind Rob Bradford.
Sports Radio WEEI.
One thing, Allison, I'm not trying to be like the middleman here, but I think, Rob, what she's saying is that those moments are good, but at the same time, you kind of have to, like, you can't go and force these things.
Yeah,
but Allison, what Rob's trying to tell you is, I feel like I'm a marriage counselor right now, what Rob's trying to tell you is that there's so many times they're told you cannot do those sorts of things.
Oh, Nick Fryer.
Oh God. You know, if I didn't study journalism in college, I would have studied psychology.
Would you have really?
That's what
you
I wanted.
Joe
to study.
Kelly.
Yeah, my dad actually discouraged me from studying psychology, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
So
thanks,
Dad. I have a great interview with Chris Sale, and I'm going to write a story about on Tuesday.
Okay.
And it was he talked about college, and you know, because I struck me the other day in his OMF interview. Basically, he's like, you know, I was the most underpaid, but now I'm the most overpaid. And he's like, he's the guy. He's the guy, Nick, who when you say it's not about the money, even though he makes $30 million, like you actually believe it.
Right.
And so I wanted to sort of figure out like his upbringing, how he got that and everything. One of the interesting things was that he said he almost quit baseball his freshman year of college. Like he had been drafted in high school and he almost quit baseball.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like think about it. And you know, this goes back to like his dad saying you gotta stick through anything else, and he was telling me about going through last year and how, you know, he would have an outing where he sucked, and one of the first things he did, he would grab his 9-year-old and said, "You see how bad I was, and you see how I'm going to react to that?" I mean, that's the type of thing that, like, that we should highlight and we should take note of.
So is he going to go into further detail as to why he almost quit?
Yes.
Okay, nice. I'm looking forward to that then.
Yeah.
You had the Verdugo thing first, right?
A spoiler alert, I'll tell you, because he sucked. Like and you can relate to this maybe. I mean,
I almost quit too in college.
Well, I mean, well, you know, you were probably pretty good in high school, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
So you go to Northwestern, you play D1 in Northwestern, and then all of a sudden you show up as a different level of commitment. Players are different. All of a sudden you might not be getting the same results that you had gotten your whole life, right?
Right, yeah. And I'm going up against guys like Kevin Plawecki and Sam Travis and all those guys, and it's like, whoa, it's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah, and so he goes to Florida Gulf Coast University, and he goes through fall ball, and he stinks. And he's like, you know, I want to quit.
It's tough.
I mean, but that the weird part about that was that he had been drafted. I mean, he had been drafted. So you get drafted out of high school, and then you say a few months later, I'm going to quit because you've already made a pretty big decision that you aren't going to go play professional baseball because you think you can get drafted higher in a couple of years, and then you almost quit. I mean, that shows you how low he probably got. So,
yeah,
anyway.
That's rough, man. It's rough.
Anyway, so like we said, trending now. Here's what's trending now in WEI and WEI.com. The Celtics lost. There you go. We forgot to do it. Celtics lost to the Lakers. What was it, by two? 114, 112?
Yeah, by two.
Yeah. So I asked you, and people can call and weigh in. I said this is the only place you can react because usually those sort of broadcasts have like 50-minute post-game shows. So this is the only place you can react to what you just saw with the Boston Celtics losing the Lakers. So what is the thing that jumped out to you, Nick Fryer?
Jason Tatum scoring 41 points against the Lakers without Kemba Walker. So you have Hayward and you have Jalen Brown who can help you out, and Marcus Smart who's never saw a 3-point shot that he didn't like. But Tatum has he's right there in the top 10 players in the league conversation. He's right there. I know you want to put him in it and say he's without a doubt in the top 10.
Give me 10.
Go
through. Just go to the scoring leaders. I mean, that's the best way to do it, right?
Well, I mean, but James Harden, he's a top 10 guy in the league still, but I don't like his game. And then some people want to put Russ in there. I wouldn't. Some people don't want to put Paul George in there. I would. So it would take too long, Rob. I'm not prepared
Hold
for
on.
This.
Hold on. Here we go. Google.
Well, you have Anthony Davis,
right,
LeBron.
Ready?
Go ahead.
NBA scoring leaders. I just set it into my phone.
Look at
so
you.
That'll give me the
old trusty Siri.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Season leaders, NBA set. My phone has to be quiet right now.
Well, I think on NBA.com right now, he's in like they keep like a tally for power rankings for MVP. And I think Tatum is in the top 10 right now on NBA.com.
Right.
So by that measuring stick, you'd be right.
Okay. So I understand scoring isn't everything, but it's a good place to start, especially when you're in the NBA. James Harden, you'll take James Harden. Giannis, you'll take Giannis. Trae Young, who do you take?
I'm taking Tatum.
Tatum. I do, too.
Honestly, if I'm building a team right now, I take Tatum over James Harden, too.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, Harden's hacked the game. That's it.
Damian Lillard?
That's a tough one.
Dame is, like, the most clutch guy in the game
right
now.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Tatum has better upside. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'd say they're on similar playing field, but I'll give the edge to Lillard right now.
Bradley Beal?
Taking Tatum. Beal's great, but I'm taking Tatum right now.
Luka. Yeah, you got to go Luka. Kawhi.
Yep.
Russell Westbrook.
I'm taking Tatum. I like Russ's game a lot, but I'm taking Tatum.
Anthony Davis.
You got to take Davis right now.
Yeah. Devin Booker?
I'm taking Tatum. Not Devin Booker.
See? I mean, this. So the way this is trending is that he's a top 10. I'll keep going. LeBron?
Well, you take LeBron right now.
You can't move LeBron out of the top 10.
Right. No, you
Zach LaVine?
Yeah, I'm taking Tatum.
Brandon Ingram? You're taking Tatum.
Yeah, come on.
Donovan Mitchell? You're taking Tatum.
Yeah.
Siakam?
I take Tatum, but I can see why somebody would take Siakam over Tatum.
Embiid?
That's tough. You know what?
All the injuries?
Yeah, and he's in the.
I take Tatum. Come on.
They're in disarray.
They're
such a disappointing team. That's why at the beginning of the year, they were a good team, and I thought they were going to be better than they are. But you hear Glenn, who's supposed to be our on-air like basketball expert, right, Rob? Isn't that the whole thing you're talking about?
I don't know. I think the podcast is, the 5-Out podcast is basketball experts.
The Sixers. They are looking a lot. We said it way before anybody else did about the whole, you know, Al Horford being in Philly, and they look a lot like last year's Celtics team. We were saying that on 5-Out way before everybody else was. It's very strange. They can't win on the road. They're just like last year's team. Now Horford's on the bench. There's issues. We had it way before everybody
DeRozan.
Else.
DeRozan?
I'm taking Tatum. DeRozan's not
Jokic?
Even
Jokic?
I'm taking Jokic.
Okay. I'm not going to keep going.
No, but he's in the conversation.
Jimmy, I mean, I think that you doing that exercise, because we like to do such exercises on this show, I think doing that exercise, that proves that he's a top 10 guy based on who you eliminated, based on who you took Jason Tatum over.
Okay. If the math adds up, then there you go.
Math adds up.
All right. Can't argue with math, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can if you like. I'm just trying to steer you down the right road.
But he has become the guy here, and Jaylen Brown has grown – honestly, after I would say through like the holidays, I would say Jaylen Brown had grown more than Tatum had this year. I still would have taken Tatum. But now, Rob, at this point, with what we've seen this last couple of games, and even before that, ever since Tatum was named an All-Star, he has gone from very good to elite, fringe, if not in the top 10 players in the league.
And you know what? This 2-point loss to the Lakers, it's a win. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It's a win. It's a win for the Celtics.
I think it means a lot for them in the end, the fact you did this without Kemba.
Of course it does. Yes. It means a lot. You did it without Kemba Walker. You had this guy keep emerging with 41 points. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, we told people they could react to this. 617-779-7937. Bally in Maine wants to talk about the refs blowing the Celtics game. Bally, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's up, Blair? How you doing?
Is that Blair?
Hey, it's Blair, yeah.
Oh, it says Bally.
It's all right. No, it's Blair.
I like Bally.
The guy put it on there wrong. It's all right.
Okay.
What's up, Blair?
I feel bad that he did it. Now
what's going on? Refs, what's happening?
Wrong, but it's all right. Hey, what do you think about the call that went off Davis's fingers? I thought it went off his fingers or hands, and the refs totally blew that call. That would have went the Celtics' way, would have been awesome, but the refs always blow it. They always do something like that. They never get it the Celtics' way. And then Brad Stevens has to open up his mouth and get a technical.
That was bad.
But he missed the technical shot, so that kind of helped, but then we couldn't win the game.
If it gets to that point, Blair, where Brad Stevens is getting a technical foul.
Thanks for the call, Blair.
In the last 30 seconds of the game, the refs are clearly doing something miserably wrong, and they made a lot of skeptical calls throughout the course of the game. And look, that's not what I'm going to write about off of this game, but.
What are you going to write about?
I got to think about it still, because I'm too busy focusing on what we're talking about, because that's my job.
Well, that's what the beauty of this is, that you can verbalize your column.
Well,
it's like,
we've been talking about Tatum the whole time. That's probably what I'm going to end up writing about, but I'm not.
Here's what you write about.
Rob, I bleed when I write about my stories. Like, I'm there later than everybody else every time I'm at the Garden.
Okay, great. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
You know, why am
Thank
I even here
Thank you for your
right
service,
now?
Lieutenant Nick.
I'm gonna leave now. I'm out of here.
Bye, everybody. Here's what you write. Like, this is a win. This is a win for the Celtics. Like, that's the takeaway. It's a win. It's Jason Tatum. It's without Kemba Walker. It's all of it. Like, you can say Milwaukee's, you know, the one of the best teams, whatever. That's fine. But the Lakers are right up there. The Lakers with Anthony Davis, with LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Lakers have been very good this year. And I still think the Clippers are the team to beat out West. But man, Anthony Davis has been so good in so many games, but to see the Celtics kick the tar out of them and then only lose to them by two, I get it, it's the regular season, but these games, they have that real Lakers-Celtics vibe that they hadn't had.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong that this comes away? You feel like this is a win? Like, no one's upset about, other than the refs.
Yeah, I mean, you can be upset about the refs because they should have won it, but no one's looking at it saying the Celtics blew that game.
Oh, my goodness. Celtics, they're going downhill, you know, and that's. No. And I remember, like, you know, I think I did a show here, was it last year? Like, they always had that. Was it? Yeah, I think it was last year after the slump they had after the All-Star break.
Yeah, they had some rough patches last year.
And you're like, oh, my goodness, and this is you're trying to figure out what Kyrie Irving's all about. I mean, this team is still trending in the right direction in everyone's view. It is.
Yeah, you know, right? You're absolutely right. My only concern, Rob, in all this right now is Kemba in his knee.
Yeah.
And I know that Brad Stevens and then the medical staff is going to be very careful with it. Any little thing that pops up with these guys, they're giving them rest. Load management and everything like that. I don't think everything has been serious with the Celtics up to this point, but to have your knee drained and get an injection after playing, you know, that many minutes in the All-Star game, and then you played like 40 plus minutes against the Clippers too, that is a little bit alarming though, and that's a bad look for Nick Nurse.
You know what? I have two words for you: load management. Before we go to a break, is Patrick still there?
Patrick is still there. Yes.
All right, let's go to Patrick. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just had a trade idea, question. The rumored Myers trade with the Padres for two prospects and coming back to Boston, I would like to pull the trigger on that and then at some point flip him to either the Tigers for Cabrera and get more prospects back for taking him on, or the O's for a Davis same scenario. What do you think?
I like all of it, thanks for the call, Patrick. You know, I think that whole San Diego thing is a reminder about what we were talking about with the Red Sox, how they were so defensive about everything and just embracing that you're going to have turnover the roster, that you're going to have the low points of trading Mookie Betts, but then slowly, people are going to start understand this is why you did this. And if you make that trade with San Diego, you get Will Myers, let's say you get two prospects back, including a guy who's going to be in rotation. So all of a sudden, you're trading 1 year of Mookie Betts at $27 million, David Price's contract, for a big chunk of players who are going to help you rebuild. So isn't that a good trade? Because we thought you couldn't possibly trade Mookie Betts 1 year at $27 million for something that was going to help you. So that's what I would say about that San Diego trade.
There you go.
Yeah, so anyway. We're going to take our last break. Heading on. Is there anyone on at 7, Dylan? Anyone at 7?
No, we are going to CBS Radio.
Oh, very exciting. Ooh. So this is the last local programming segment that you can ever hear on, what's today? Sunday, February 23rd. It's going to be very, very exciting, very, very entertaining, energetic, all of the above. It is the new era of doing shows in an empty Red Sox radio broadcast booth in Fort Myers, and Nick Fryer doing a show in Brighton. Be back right after this.
Now, WEEI.com mastermind Rob Bradford.
Sports Radio WEEI.
What are you going to write about?
I got to think about it still because I'm too busy focusing on what we're talking about because that's my job.
That's the beauty of this is that you can verbalize your column.
We've been talking about Tatum the whole time. That's probably what I'm going to end up writing about. But I'm not.
Here's what you write about,
Rob. I bleed when I write about my stories. Like I'm there later than everybody else every time I'm at the Garden.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
You know, why am
thank
I even
Thank you for
here
your
right
service,
now?
Lieutenant Nick.
I'm gonna leave now. Seriously.
What?
My point is that I'm not just going to go and necessarily write about the surface level thing. That's why I said that.
Well, let's soak in, Nick. Nick Fryer, that's Nick Fryer. I'm Rob Bradford taking you up for about 10 more minutes. Here on the great station of WEEI, I applaud you for that, Nick.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
it. I applaud you for your work ethic and your thoughtfulness and your creativity, all of it. By the way, Kendrick Perkins tweets out 32 minutes ago, refs just messed up a good basketball.
Yep.
SMH.
It's true.
How did Kendrick Perkins all of a sudden become the voice of the NBA?
Because he chirps everybody.
He doesn't care. So bizarre.
Yes, he talks smack about everybody. He around here, everybody loves him. And then he defends Russell Westbrook and makes it sound like Kevin Durant's a bad guy, gets attention doing that. And he'll always say it. I just say facts. That's what it comes down to. He says the stuff other people aren't willing to say.
I know. I say it's bizarre because this is a guy, when he was playing, certainly when he was playing with the Celtics, I remember when he got drafted out of high school. Can you remember who he was in the first round with, the other Celtics draft pick?
Was that Marcus Banks?
It was Marcus Banks. Good job, Celtics beat writer.
Thank you.
But he never talked. He was like, he grumbled. He did nothing.
Well, he was a high school kid, Rob.
I know, but even when he went on to be like the veteran guy, he wasn't. He was sort of the sour look on his face and the unapproachable guy and everything else. And all of a sudden now, he's smart. It's great. More people should understand, like, if you do what Kendrick Perkins is doing, you'll make a lot of money.
But you also have to have people who are willing to, you know, who think your opinion is worth something. Like, that's the thing with Perk. There are some people who look at it and say, you were a scrub. And there are other people who, you know, like Kobe apparently told Perk back in the day, like how great he was defensively and all that. So that's where that confidence comes from. And that's the other thing, Rob, too, is he believes everything he says. He's not like some of these other guys like Kellerman or whatever. They're just saying stuff to create controversy. That's the problem. That's why Perk does so well. There's so many other fake people in this business. You know that.
I refuse to believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think for a second.
That's proving my point.
Something for the sake of saying something. Mm. But 617-779-7937 if you want to get in the last few minutes here. And, you know, you talk. It's funny, though, because Kendrick, remember when I think it was Kobe died, and Kendrick says, you know, he reaches out to Kevin Durant on Twitter and said, hey, you know, like, let's put this all behind us. And I think he went on the Dale and Keefe show and talked about, hey, I'm just trying to reach out and life's too short and everything else. And then he's like ripping Kyrie Irving all over the
place. Oh, yeah, he doesn't care. Kyrie doesn't matter. An ex-teammate, too, just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He did it on our sister station, too, in New York the other day. He just continuously goes after the guy, unrelenting.
All right, so I keep forgetting. I want to, before we get off the air, I want to make note that I saw this tweet from Bill Burt. Bill Burt, sports editor of the Eagle Tribune. His son, Max, who did you play against? No, you're probably older, right?
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Yeah, so Max Burt, he played at Northeastern, again, son of Bill Burt, who used to obviously be on these airways quite a bit. And Max played, I think it was his first Grapefruit League game today, in a Yankees uniform. And, you know, he's, I forget what he was, number 87. But you forget, like, that for a parent, oh, my goodness. I was just thinking of that.
That's
for
crazy.
A parent, like, to see your kid, you know, not in the Oneonta uniform, not in the Scranton Wilkes-Barre uniform, in the Yankees uniform against major league players in spring training, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, next level. I can't imagine having something like that. That's when you know, like, hey, I actually got something right.
Congratulations. Congratulations to the Burt family. Congratulations, Max. It also reminds me that spring training, you know, we used to have Tito Francona used to – remember Eno Guerrero?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what do you – I don't.
Eno Guerrero was a long-time, like, batting practice pitcher. He's the guy that Manny brought from the minor leagues. He was, like, his personal batting practice pitcher. So every spring training, they would send Eno Guerrero to the plate in a spring training game.
Oh.
It was one of the highlights. This is – it comes back to the whole point of spring training. We get it. You're getting ready for the season. That can be very, very serious. But there's a lot of time. It's a lot of time to get ready for the season. It's all right to send up Eno Guerrero to the plate. It's all right for Christian Fourier to start the wave. It's
Mastroboni.
It's okay for Glenn Ordway to say Mastroboni in left field.
So then the real question is, Rob, when are you going to get an at-bat or an inning on the mound?
That's a great question.
You got to start working on that.
No, I don't want anything on my.
One of them, something. Come on.
No, I wouldn't mind getting an at bat. I think.
There you go, getting that bat. Then, like, didn't Garth Brooks used to do that too?
Rick Porcello, yeah, he did it. Tom Verducci did it, and Rick Porcello. I forget it was last year, or the year before, he had proposed a wager that I couldn't catch 10 Stephen Wright knuckleballs. That out of 10, I couldn't catch like 5 or something like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
Of course I would. Are you kidding me?
No, no. Have you ever watched him throw? Have you ever watched him throw?
I have watched Stephen Wright throw. Yes.
I don't believe you because there's no way you'd say that after watching him throw those knuckleballs.
What are you talking about?
I
can catch. I have great hand-eye coordination.
You are a much better catcher than I ever expected. I will admit that because in the media game. But
yes.
No shot are you catching Stephen Wright. No way. No.
You don't think I could catch 5 out of 10
I don't think
pitches.
I could. By the way, just in case anybody's keeping track at home, 652, Rick Porcello. If you picked 652 for when Rob was going to finally bring up Rick Porcello,
won. I bring him up every day of the week.
I know you do. That's why. It took a long time, longer than expected.
They should have signed him over Martin Perez. I'll tell you that right now. Put that on the board.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll make sure to put it on the board. You got to race, like I said earlier, from the stay side. On the Brady stay side. But anyway, what I was saying is, I couldn't catch him. 5 times in out of 10, and there's no way you could. If I don't think I can, I don't believe you can. That's where I stand. No way. Well, Rob Bradford cannot catch it. I don't know if he can catch
it. There's only one way to prove it.
Well, then go ahead. You call up Stephen Wright then.
I really don't know how that. He has Tommy John surgery. I don't think that's happening. So who is before we get going, Nick? Who is a Red Sox player? Forget Mookie Betts. Who are the Red Sox going to miss more? Here's the big question.
Ooh.
The Doug Lane question.
Oh, God.
Brock Holt. Or Rick Porcello? Who will they miss more?
If Rick Porcello goes out and pitches like he did last year, then it's not going to be Rick Porcello. It'll be Brock Holt then. That's your answer. If you ask me a question.
No, I want to know for this year, who are they going to miss more?
I think it's going to end up being Brock Holt.
All right.
You think it's Rick Porcello, of course.
Nick, it's your prerogative to be wrong.
Of course.
Okay.
Shocker. Rob's defending Rick Porcello. Who would have seen that coming?
I just know. I mean, I'm not going to say that I made some money off of him for losing 50 pounds, but who knows? Who knows? But anyway, Nick, thanks for coming in, man.
My pleasure, Rob.
Did you have fun?
I honestly, when you said it was the last segment coming up, I was like, I had no idea. I was stunned. Flew by.
All right, it flew by. Thank you to Ryan Hannibal. He's off of the combine. Please read all his fine work with Indy Hart. They're going to be writing Patriots all week. Read Nick Fryer's column on the Celtics-Laker game. Read my stuff from Fort Myers. I get the broadcast tomorrow with Joe. I'm looking forward to it because I'm changing the whole way the spring training broadcasts are done to find out exactly how. You're just going to have to listen in. Thank you for Dylan. Dylan, great job behind the glass. Get ready. Get ready, everybody. CBS Sports Radio is on deck. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.